Aging is real, and so are the benefits of adding Vital Proteins collagen peptides to your daily routine. New Vital Proteins collagen sparkling water, your daily glow up, now in 3 fresh flavors: strawberry blossom, lemon lime, and blood orange. Improved skin health in as little as 30 days thanks to collagen peptides. Cheers to that, or go with our classic collagen peptides so you can stay vital, stay you. Visit vitalproteins.com to learn more and where to buy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let me tell you why Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs are the only eggs I have in my fridge. The hens. They're living the good life. Fresh air, sunshine, and wide open pastures. I use my Vital Farms for my famous frittatas. And you could trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Check the carton for the farm name, pop it into vitalfarms.com/farm, and boom, you're looking at the pasture. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms, good eggs, no shortcuts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boda Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Folks knew the Colonel approved of his new honey chili crisp and jalapeno ranch sauces the moment he tasted them and said, "That's right. No notes. Just absolute silence." Turns out some flavors don't need explaining. They just need dipping. It's saucy season at KFC with new honey chili crisp and jalapeno ranch. Get dipping with a boneless bucket today.
Prices and participation vary.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after their mom passed away, her younger brother started hearing her voice at night calling from the hallway. Was it a child coping with loss, or was mom trying to reach out?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, you could share it with us. You can write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com, just write it down, or you can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Becoming a premium subscriber, that's an option for you. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories and get the ad-free version of the show, advanced episodes, access to the archive. I'm Carol Hughes, Kathy Gordon.
Well, hello. Hey, I wanted to say that I am with you in spirit because I know that you guys are in the peak of tornado season down there, and it's gotten intense.
I know, because the last episode we were talking about Torcon 5, and so it ended up being a very serious storm, but not for me. That's the storm that hit Enid, Brayman, Oklahoma, and so that's about, Brayman's about 50 miles south of here, and huge tornadoes, and so
they thought maybe E4, E5.
Yeah, massive tornadoes, and then this weekend, it is severe weather tomorrow, and Sunday is the big day. I don't know exactly what's going to happen on Sunday, but it was crazy. Like, they sent out, you know, where they do the different colored areas, and depending on the color depends on this possibility of severe weather. Well, we're in the bullseye, but the crazy thing, the bullseye is almost the entire state of Kansas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a massive, possibly a massive storm on Sunday. So we'll find out. But it was a really weird deal last night because I sat down to eat something and I'm like, what is that sound? Am I losing my mind? I thought there was something wrong with my ears, like, because I have ringing in my ears anyway. Yeah. And I'm like, what is that? I swear I'm hearing something. And I opened the door and it's a tornado sirens going off. And, but it didn't really sound like my neighborhood, but maybe I don't have any in my neighborhood. I don't know. I don't think they've ever gone off. And they ended up here having these weird dust nados. So they're like really small tornadoes, but there was quite a few of them and they were popping down here and there. And then they had this major storm go through and literally was just like someone drew a line And it was basically 2 miles from my house. I didn't get a drop of rain. Sun was still out. And 2 miles away from my house, it is this massive storm with hail and everything. I'm like, wow, this is so weird. Well, so, yeah. So
my heart and thoughts go out to the people of Oklahoma that have been hit, because it's really bad.
Oklahoma keeps getting hit, like the year before, this year.
Hey, I've been in tornadoes in Oklahoma. So and that was quite a while ago now. So they have really been the epicenter of really bad tornadoes. That kind of going through there and Joplin and that whole little area right around Bentonville and up through that way. It's been really rough for those guys.
Yeah, that's where Tony lives, in that Bentonville area. Well, let's talk about a ghost story. And this says, hey there, I love listening to the show. I have a story, but I'm not sure how to explain it without sounding strange. It's something from when I was a kid. I don't really talk much about it, but it's come up again recently, so I figured I would share it. This was not long after my mom passed. I was around 10, and my younger brother was 7. For a few weeks, we stayed with family, and then eventually my dad brought us back to the house. I can't imagine going through anything like that. I remember not really wanting to go back, but at the same time, it felt like we were just supposed to. When we got there, everything looked the same, but it didn't feel the way it used to. I don't know how else to put it. The first couple of days were normal enough. My dad tried to keep everything on a routine, same time for dinner, same shows on TV at night, just like we were picking things back up. My brother was the first one to say anything. It was maybe the second or third night. We were all in the living room watching TV. He got up and started heading toward the hallway like he had heard something. My dad asked him where he was going, and he said he thought Mom was calling him. My dad told him it was probably the TV or something from outside. My brother didn't argue. He came back, sat down again, and he kept glancing toward the hallway after that. The next night, it happened again, same thing. He stopped paying attention to what we were watching and just sat there like he was listening for something. Then he said it again, that he heard her. This time, my dad got up, went down the hallway with him, turned on lights, checked the rooms, everything, and there wasn't anything there. After that, my brother didn't say anything about it in front of my dad anymore, but he did to me. We shared a room, and one night he asked me if I ever heard it. Not like he was scared, it was more like he was trying to figure out if it was just him, and I told him no, and at that point, I really hadn't. A few nights later, I woke up because I thought I heard someone talking. It wasn't loud, and I couldn't make out what was being said, but it was kind of the sound you confuse with something else. I stayed still and listened for a minute. It sounded like it was coming from somewhere down the hallway. I didn't get up. I just laid there and waited to see if it would happen again, but it didn't. The next morning, I didn't bring it up. I think I just didn't want to get pulled into it. It felt easier to leave it alone. After that, I started noticing things more at night. Not every night, not anything big, just small things, like thinking I heard someone moving around when I knew everyone was in bed. There was one night that was different from the rest. I woke up again, but this time, whatever I heard sounded closer, not in the hallway, but in our room. I remember sitting up and just listening, trying to figure out if I was imagining it or not. Then I heard it again. It sounded like someone saying my brother's name. It wasn't perfectly clear, but enough that I knew that's what it was. And he was asleep next to me. I didn't wake him up. I didn't move. I just stayed there and waited for something else to happen, but nothing did. That was the only time it got that close. After that, I didn't question him anymore when he said he heard something. I didn't bring it up, and he stopped bringing it up too. And we never really talked about it again after that. As time went on, things just went back to normal, at least as much as they could. We got older, moved out, and eventually the house was sold. For a long time, I didn't think about any of it. It didn't come back up until a few years ago when we were all together. I don't even remember how it started, but my brother mentioned it like it wasn't a big deal. He said that for a while after we moved back home, he used to hear her calling him from the hallway at night. The way he said it caught me off guard. It didn't sound like something he made up as a kid. It sounded like something he had already decided was real and never really talked about it. I asked him how long it went on. He said longer than we were in that house. That part didn't sit right with me. I asked him what he meant, and he said it didn't stop when we moved. It just happened less and less, and eventually he stopped paying attention to it. I didn't really know what to say to that. I told him I heard something too, but not like that, just a couple of times and only clearly that one night. He nodded like it made sense. We didn't get into it much more after that, but hearing him talk about it as an adult stuck with me more than anything that happened back then. At the time, it was easy to ignore it or just not think about it. Looking back on it now, I don't really know what to make of it. I just know he heard it clearly enough to follow it, and I didn't. Thanks for reading this. I've been meaning to send something in for a while, Carly. You know, I think with mom dying, like, that just doesn't surprise me that the kids would hear something. And I wonder if she kind of feels like, why didn't mom reach out to me? You know, that would be a weird feeling. Like, you're hearing mom, but why am I not hearing mom? Or am I hearing mom? You know, that's...
Well, that would be hard. Okay. And you know, from just a personal perspective, we had a situation somewhat similar where my son kept having, seeing my dad and having conversations with him, complete conversations. I sometimes thought to myself, well, why not me? Why Chris? You know, I think it wasn't that dad didn't love me. It wasn't that dad didn't care. I think Chris was just receptive.
Well, and he was just a kid, and I think that you can get through to kids easier.
I do too, but I think some people are just more receptive and are you know, can hear it and be there and stuff. And Carly did a little bit, but maybe Carly just didn't have, you know, wasn't able to, you know, channel it the way her brother was. But I do feel like it was true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I, you know, and I really think that her brother was hearing something, you know, enough that they're sitting around watching TV and he's like, I hear somebody calling me from the hallway.
Yeah.
And dad was doing the best he could. Like, dad went and looked for him, took him seriously.
Well, and my heart just sort of broke when she said, you know, he didn't ever bring it up again in front of dad. Because he's trying to protect his dad from being hurt.
Yeah.
And, you know, 7 years old, you're thinking that way. That's rough. That is really rough. And Chris was right about that age, too, when we lost my dad. So, you know, I don't know exactly. But like I said, I know the same kind of thing where I felt like, well, wait a minute. But then again, I had a couple things that I thought were my dad right after he died that I felt like, you know, kind of the peripheral kind of movement and that kind of thing happened a few times and kind of heard a little bit of voices. But, you know, not that I could say that was my dad, but I felt it. Sort of like Carly, it was like, yeah, there was a couple things I had happen. And I don't think it's, you know, a reflection on her mom. I think her mom was watching her too. Probably still is.
Well, and I think that everybody is at a, even if you're a kid, that doesn't mean that all kids can have that experience.
Right.
And maybe she could get through to him. Because honest to God, I really feel like if, I don't know what happened to mom, but you know, it doesn't matter. She died and left her kids. And
right.
That I don't know how it works on the other side, but I don't think that feeling of being a mom would go away. And,
no.
You know, you would want to get back to your kids or watch over your kids or reach out to your kids.
Mm-hmm. Especially so young.
Yeah.
You know.
I can't imagine going through that. I am really sorry they had to go through that.
Oh.
But... And, you know, too, I could see Carly because he's hearing things. So now he's hearing it. Did I just hear something? Because I do that to myself sometimes. I'm like, mm-hmm. Did I hear mm-hmm. something? I don't know if I heard something. Yeah, I think I did. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I do that to this day to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I like to think that was mom reaching out.
Oh, I think it was.
Letting them know she was still there.
I think so.
Let's go to this caller.
Hi, this is Veronica, and I'm from Indiana, and I'm a new listener to the podcast, and just hearing everybody's story made me want to share my own. To get started, I was a senior in high school when this happened. One of my best friends at the time, she called me up, and she invited me to come stay the night at her house. Now, she lived in a mansion. I mean, a absolutely huge open house. And it was really, really creepy to be in there, you know, by yourself, especially at night. So that's why, you know, she called me and she said, I really want you to stay the night. Some weird things have been happening in my house. I think there's two ghosts, like, living in the closet of my room. I'm kind of a skeptic. My parents always raised me to believe supernatural things are always either A, not real, or B, evil, you know, but having grown up now, you know, I formed my own opinions about it, obviously. So, you know, to be a good friend, I said, yes, okay, I'll come spend the night. You know, we'll see if we can maybe figure out what this is and if we can make it go away. So I go over and she starts explaining to me that she thinks there are two spirits in her house, specifically in her room. She thinks one is an older man who does not have a positive energy to him. And then she claims that the other one is a 13-year-old boy named Timmy, and that she's done previous little experiments in the past to try to figure out who these spirits were and everything, and that's how she knew the name. I told her, why don't we set up a test, you know, and see if anything happens. And if nothing happens, you know, you can calm down. It's probably just the floors in your house creaking. Everything is so big in here, you know. It's easy to get confused on, you know, sounds and everything, especially at night. So what we decided on was that we were going to go into her closet and set up a tall, very thick candle that was very, very sturdy on a completely flat surface. And the candle on the top had been melted. So there was a nice bitch, like a little divot in the top, and the surrounding sides of the candle had not been melted through. So we put a large steel, this ball on top of the candle. And actually in her closet, there's another little door. And that little door is, if you open it, it's like a very dark little crawl space, almost of like an attic. It's just a very, very weird little additional room inside of her closet. So we put it in front of that door and we set the ball on top of the candle on the very flat surface and said, if there's anything here, if there's anything real, please push the ball off of the candle. So we leave it up there. We shut the door to the closet and we walk downstairs for a couple hours. And we decide to go back up and check it. When we go back up, the candle is completely undisturbed, but the metal ball is on the floor right next to, like, right in front of the door. Now, there is no way that anything could have pushed that off, could have rolled it. I'm talking, the floor was very, very flat, very level. There were no pets or anything in there as we shut the door to the... So we were freaked out. So later we call my other friend to come over, and she suggests that we do a Ouija board. Now, I was always taught Ouija boards were bad, but at the time I was trying to keep an open mind, and my friend was really scared, and she thought it would help. So I agreed to, you know, be a part of it as long as we kept everything very safe, you know, spiritually. So we set up a ring of salt. We said a prayer before we started. And we decided we would invite one of our guy friends over just to watch over us in the house in case anything went awry. So he felt very uncomfortable with participating in the whole situation, so he did not participate whatsoever. He just sat on the couch and kind of watched us do the Ouija board. As we're doing it, I was the one, and my other friends actually ended up chickening out, and I was the one that was using the little piece to move around the letters. So I asked if anybody was there, and I got an answer pretty much straight away. The force on the actual little piece is very, very strong. It moved very strongly and fast across the board. It said, yes. I said, what's your name? It said, Timmy, just like my friend had said. Then I asked, how old are you? And it said, 13. And at this point, I said, are you a spirit of positive or negative energy? It responded positive. At that point, I asked, thinking in my head, okay, my friend's house had been built only 5 years ago, and they were the only people to move that have lived there to have moved in. There couldn't be this old history behind the house itself, you know, for there to be ghosts or whatever. So I asked it, how did you get in here? And it just said the most creepy, disturbing, unsettling thing. It said, secret. And I said, what do you mean by secret? And then at that moment, we heard a loud bang in the fireplace where we were sitting in her fireplace. It was a metal fireplace. And I felt this freezing cold, like, touch to my arm, like somebody, like a person had touched me. And I said, was that you? Did you just touch me? And the piece moved to yes. And at that moment, I felt very unsettled. Now, I addressed it about the other spirit that my friend had claimed was living in her closet as well, the negative one. I said, is there a negative spirit as well? And it said yes. And I said, what does it want? And it just spelled the word wife. So at that point, my friend got so scared that she said, okay, we're done. And we said goodbye and we ended the session. As soon as we were done, I just felt an overwhelming sense of just dread and nausea and just the worst headache I've ever had in my life. Like all the energy had been drained from me. I just wanted to share that story. I checked up with her a couple months ago and asked her, she moved out into an apartment. I asked her how she was doing, if she had any more experiences. And so far since she's left the house, she hasn't had any experiences with those spirits or those entities, which is very good news. So thank you so much for listening to my story. It was great just sharing it with you all. Bye.
She's so brave. She's so much braver than I am. If one of my friends were like, come over, I'm like, there's a ghost in my closet, and I think there might be two spirits here. Can you come over? I'd be like, I think you need to call Kathy. Like, I'm not the one. I'm not the right friend for this job.
I would say, like, after all of this happened, we went to my house and slept over at my house instead of there. You know, like, that right. would have been the way that ended. I too have been having some sort of closet ghost going on lately, and it is kind of creepy. I've got to admit, but mine doesn't feel negative, really.
Hers was really
what got
creepy.
Me was that dang attic crawl space sized door.
Exactly. As soon as I heard she had one of those, I'm like, oh, this isn't good.
Those are never good news. Whenever you see one of those,
it's always trouble. Yeah.
Nothing but trouble is going to come from them. We had a horrible one of those in the house we grew up in, and it was really creepy. Let me tell you how creepy it was. My mom used to hide Christmas presents in there, and we all knew they were there, and nobody dared open that damn door and look at them. Not even the thought of seeing what you're going to get for Christmas could have overcome that.
But we also knew it wasn't ever going to be much.
Well, it wasn't much. All right. Okay. It wasn't much, but still. But I was like, oh my God, could you? Oh boy. I feel bad for the friend having to live there and have this entities or two of them. Like, I assume she did the Ouija board earlier because she seemed to already know his name and age before the girl got there.
Yeah, she knew. Or maybe, you know, she'd had friends.
I think her name was Veronica. Is that right?
I think I got that right.
And I think she seemed to know name and age.
Well, and then it seemed like she confirmed it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I do believe that when she said, when she asked it, you know, like the one, are you positive or negative energy? And he's positive, and the other one is like creepier. And then she's like, how did you end up here? Or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. And it just said secret. That was a really creepy thing to say. And when she said that, I'm like, I don't know that I can really think of a creepier thing to say to that question.
Yeah.
One word answer. That's pretty damn creepy.
Yeah.
That you would get that.
Oh,
but man. Once again, you know, you just don't know what happened on the land before. Did, mm-hmm. you know, is mom an antique dealer?
Right. Are artifacts bring something in? I'm so glad that the friends moved out and seems to be living in relative peace at the moment.
Well, nothing because has seemed to now happen. I don't think she has a closet with that little creepy ass door that leads out into the wherever it goes to.
Lordy,
into the
right?
attic. Yeah.
Oh, I
if you have one
so
of those, I just would suggest moving as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Call the realtor, put it up for sale, and don't move into a house that does have it. That,
it's like,
true.
Yeah, nothing's wrong with the house, but it's got that creepy-ass little door off the closet upstairs. Oh. I got to go.
Yeah.
It's like, why are they moving? Creepy-ass little closet.
Yeah, they got one of those weird crawl space attic doors. Oh, yeah, okay.
I get it. I would be moving too. I'm not going to buy that house. No way. I don't know. I thought that was a really interesting story, but hats off for her for being so brave.
I agree.
Because if her friend's living at, it sounds like a family home, I assume this all happened when they were teenagers. And I'm like, you are so brave.
She said she was a senior.
Okay.
So, yeah.
She was a teenager then.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Well, if you have a real ghost story, you can share it with us, especially if it's about, like, you got one of those creepy attic doors. We'd love to hear that. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive if you're a premium subscriber. And you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Jay Shetty from On Purpose with Jay Shetty. Push it, bend it, flex it. Introducing the latest rule-bending innovation from Brooks Running, the new Glycerin Flex. Feel the freedom with a cushioned shoe made to move with you so that you can bend or flex the rules. Brooks' new strategically segmented midsole works as an extension of your body, putting you in control of the run like never before. Want to feel the best parts of your run? Flex the rules in the new Glycerin Flex. Let's run there. Shop now at brooksrunning.com.